the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts in 3 minutes-ish. We don't quite do that, but it doesn't matter. We have fun. It's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Really tired. I stayed up for Donald Trump and I shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, he came home late, did he?
Big disappointment.
Apparently quite vague, wasn't it? He didn't really give any detail, did he?
No detail about anything, and which the market really wanted to hear, so it was a bit of a... So now everything's all on the Fed, and are they going to hike rates this month? So
yeah, I've heard someone say the best thing he can do is be a bit vague, because once he starts putting details around it, the market will sell off, because he'll never get away most of the stuff he wants to get away by Congress. So he said, keep the rally going, keep it quite vague. I think that's what's going to happen here. Anyway, less of the macro, let's get to the micro.
He loves it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the micro. So look at the three stocks. The first one is EVR Holdings, which is virtual reality play. They've got some sign-ups with some big record labels for content. They do music content via VR. So what do you reckon? EVRH is the ticker, Nick.
EVR Holdings, we have a long-term target on this one of 13.5 to 13.9, and nothing it's done has changed. Although it looks like we had, you know, quite a sharp sell-off in February, and we might see a second leg. That target is still valid. So we're making a wedge at the moment. That news this morning has poked us above it. If we can close today above 11.75, I think that we're on our way for that final leg higher. If we can't, then we need some more consolidation before we continue higher. But the 13.9 target is still valid, and we shouldn't go below 9.24, which I know everyone will tell me is a long way from here. Yes, it is. You know, I doubt it. I think we'll probably hold 10.74 support, which, you know, for the second half of February was support. But that's what I'm looking for. Okay, one more leg higher.
Yeah, okay. Just point out that they haven't released news today. I think there's an article out yesterday. It was from a conference they did in Amsterdam, and they were saying that people will pay for VR, and they've been working very closely with Facebook and all these people, so and Oculus,
which
of course is very good. Okay, next company has got news out. It's Proxarma, and they do proximity marketing, basically, but they've received a £300,000 grant from Innovate UK. The contract extends its beacon network to Manchester, and they're working in partnership with Cisco, apparently, as part of that deal, which is, of course, Cisco, a massive company. So, PROX, Prox. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Proxarma, you know, really trying to triple bottom. So, the low in 2015 was 0.3. We have not had a daily close below that. We tested it in 2016, and we've tested it again at the end of January, and so we have got really good support to buy against here. And I think that if we get a close below 2.2, then you're wrong. But, you know, everything says to me that after the one sharp rally that we had higher, that we're going to see a second one, and we should get to 0.7, which is the 200-day moving average and the bottom of that gap that we got in December, and more likely the top of the gap at 8.2, which is the Fibonacci resistance and kind of important pivot level. That was the lows in sort of February 2016 and March 2016. So I like this for another leg higher to 0.72, 0.8, and I think that we're wrong below 3.
Okay, yeah, I do you know what? All that time you were chatting there, I couldn't even get the chart up on Trading View. I don't know why.
Okay.
It won't load it, so thank you for that.
Well, luckily, when people listen, we'll have an annotated chart for them to look at.
Exactly. And the last one is a big cap, Tuesday. We've put one in, so it's Royal Dutch Shell, RDSB, and I can't even get that either. So tell us about the chart, Nick.
RDSB, I like it. It's really trying to bottom. The risk with RDSB is I had a Fibonacci target just a little bit lower at 21.30, and we've rallied from 21.50 in February. So I think that if you are holding this, there is a risk that it could squeeze that little bit lower. If we close above 22 10, we have bottomed and we're going to continue higher. I like it to, at least to continue back to the 200-day moving average, which is at 22.50. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the chart, you can see that from the start of the year, we've made this descending channel, which I think potentially is a bull flag. So a close above the 200-day would also be a close above that descending channel and a really bullish trigger. But for now, I think that we should keep that as our first upside target at 22.55.
Marvellous. Nicola, if you send me those charts, because I couldn't see any of them, so it'd be nice to see them. I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and also the company pages and at Vox Markets. Thank you very much. Annotated by your fine hand, Nicola. Have a little nap now, because Donald...
I apologise in advance for my spelling, which is not always very good. It's not that I can't spell, I just hit the wrong key with my finger.
Yeah, you can't spell, can you? Okay, thanks, Nick. Brilliant.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.